Welcome back to rural Queensland today. Cyril Close joining us this morning. 5,300 head at the weekly prime and store sale out of Roma. Cyril, good morning. How are you, mate?
Yeah, well, Dobbo. Very good, thanks.
How was the market? Good yarding. There has been scattered storms and showers through different parts of the Maranoa. Not everybody's been getting them, but if you got under them, you're lucky enough. But how was that market yesterday?
Very stable in the steer market. 3,000 steers, just tick over 3,000 steers there, ranging from bullocks down to a handful of lighter weaners, but not many of that end, mainly sort of medium weight to heavyweight cattle. The steer job was very static, very, very solid on last week's rates, and potentially a few cents nearer in on some better lines, which there was some in amongst 3,000 head. Obviously, there was some better runs of cattle there, so that was nice to see. And overall, heifer market was easier, but more to do with the type of heifer, a lot more Bos Indicus content through the heifer yarding yesterday compared to previous weeks. And the cow market was probably off the pace about 5, but yeah, nothing much to talk about.
Yeah, look, I mean, we're still nudging close to that $6 for a store steer. Like they almost hit that yesterday. I understand that everybody's sort of looking at, well, how's this job? But we're not back at $3. We're not back at $4. We're a long way from there, and I understand prices. So if this market holds and supply drops, and it will be okay.
Oh, mate, once we get our head around it, it does take a bit. We all get sport and we're just naturally competitive in the human world. So, we'd love to be at where we were. And as we keep saying to clients, we'll just say you put that one in your book and that you live through that bit and look back over it. For the moment, we're not going to be back there. So enjoy where we are, and we're fours and fives, as I said the other week, in front of it. That won't be too bad. We don't want to get back to that twos and threes. But, in that heifer job, to be fair, there's quite a few threes in front of your heifer market. So that's just a changing world at the moment, and there's not as many females going back into paddocks. And I read there this morning that they're saying that the national herd level's already back to 2014, which seems to be very quick. But anyway, that's with fertility and a lot of other things that allowed that to happen. So yeah, that heifer market's probably the most volatile one out of it. And the steer market's it's found a bit of a level, mate, and it seems to be ticking along now for 4 weeks straight. It hasn't moved a heck of a lot.
Yeah, so that's the thing I was going to ask you. When the herd shortage, the heifer job was always, it almost got to parity with steers. It almost got there at different stages. And a lot of people bought heifers and put them back. But surely, the turnaround time is far longer than what that's been. Like, that can't be legitimate from a number perspective. I just know the females aren't there in Queensland. And you've always said there was another 18 months. At Christmas time, we were looking at another 18 months. So that figure could be fraction distorted.
Oh, absolutely, mate. I quickly read through that article there this morning. I didn't read into every paragraph of it, but I just thought it was a bit quicker, but obviously they're on the way back up. We all know that, but I didn't think we'd be back to those levels. But anyway, I'll just worry about what we got around our little district here, mate, and would be getting back up to 80-odd% of this district would be getting back close to their stocking rates, I would imagine, but there'd be still others that'll be, still just ticking over because it hasn't, as you said earlier on, the rain hasn't been in every quarter yet.
And if we look at a lot of things, this prime job's the one. It is also having a huge impact into what happens with the store job. And you talked about not a lot of cows, and a fraction cheaper. Is that what we should be gauging where this store job will end up on what the prime job is?
Oh, mate, on paper, that's probably what you should do, I suppose. But you and I know both that a lot of times in this world that they totally can be polar opposites. So, it's irrelevant if the demand's there and the old supply-demand argument comes back into it. If the demand's there and the season's good enough and there's enough light, enough cattle around, well, that'll outstrip the right equation, I suppose, if you talk about it, for what the meat cattle are worth. So it should be the case, mate, but as we know, it doesn't always end up coming that way. So, there's still – it's not a bad trading scenario now compared to what it was, but it's still – the store job's probably still stronger than where do I see the meat job, to be honest, at the minute.
Yeah, and that's the thing that a lot of people don't realise. Here's hoping this job holds up, 5,300 yesterday, and obviously a fraction, it plateaued as such. Cow job a little cheaper, but still some good results in that steer market. Appreciate your time this morning, mate. Thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, good job. Thanks, mate.
Good on you. Cyril Close. We'll take a break. Come back with more. This is Rural Queensland Today on the Resonate Broadcast Network.